This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up on the eve of Halloween, we've got one couple's frightful tale from the crypts of a ghoulish housing market.
First, though, we continue our series of conversations about race in the presidential race. Celeste Headlee spoke with three African-American business executives in Detroit.
I sat down around a lunch table at Seldom Blues in Detroit with three very different business people. Derhun Sanders helps develop tanks for the U.S. Army. Frank Taylor owns Seldom Blues, as well as a couple other popular restaurants in the city. And Nicole Lamb-Hale is a managing partner for the national law firm Foley & Lardner. I asked them what Senator Obama's candidacy means to them on a personal level, aside from party politics.
It means a lot to me on a number of levels. And I have to tell you, this morning I voted because I will be absent from my community. I'll be helping with voter protection efforts around the state. But it really struck me this morning when I actually filled in the bubble next to his name that this is truly historic. And I just thought of my grandparents. I thought of my parents. I thought of my children. I mean, it was almost spiritual for me.
But Derhun Sanders says he hasn't had the strong emotional response to Obama's campaign that others have had. He was in Denver when the senator accepted his party's nomination.
It was a spectacular moment, but I remember there were others that were there and they were crying and they were so emotional, and it, as they were engaging me, said, "Don't you see this?" And they were shaking me and hitting me. We got it. And it was hard for me to really dive deep into and fully understand that appreciation.
Frank Taylor is a little less restrained in his response.
I guess if I was by myself sitting here, I'd be shouting. Really, I'm a believer. And that's how God works. I mean, why he would make a person that would be of hatred and say, "I'm going to vote for him because I really think that this is the person that could make it happen."
Taylor is talking about those voters who've been quoted in the news as saying they do harbor racial prejudice, but they're willing to vote for Obama because they think he'll be able to fix the economy. And I asked what they thought about the shouts of "terrorist" at some rallies and the effigies hung in trees.
What's your response to that? Do you have concerns over what this may mean in terms of racial relations?
That's, I guess, it's a tough one, but you know, some people would say that has brought the country closer together. Some people would say, well, it's divided because, you know, one would say, well, you're only voting because he's African-American or so on and so forth. But you're going to have certain issues no matter with who it is. I mean, McCain is going to have them with, I mean, he's had them with the Palin choice and so on and so forth. But no, I don't think so.
Lamb-Hale says the financial crisis is forcing Americans to look beyond color and focus on more important issues.
It's amazing, the bounce that McCain got with the Palin nomination. And then when we had our troubles with the market, it's almost like people woke up and said, wait a minute, you know, pigs and lipstick don't matter. And I think it just really made people wake up and say, look, what's important here?
Lamb-Hale says a lot of the older folk in her family were hesitant to support Obama at first.
It's funny, I think of my mother who was a bit afraid to believe it could happen, you know. And I think for her it was a fear of disappointment. Many didn't believe that they would see this in their lifetimes, you know. I have a 91-year-old grandfather who's in Arkansas who's just thrilled to death that he'll be able to vote for who he hopes will be the first black president. So it's just wonderful.
All three plan to watch the election returns on November 4th with their families, and all of them expect it to be a night they'll be talking about with their children and their grandchildren.
I'll probably be in tears because it's bigger than all of us, really,
if that happens. What if he doesn't win? Does all of this hope and transformation go away?
No, I don't think so. I think that the fact that he has come this far is in itself historic.
But Taylor says it ain't over till it's over, and he'll be watching closely.
I won't leave my TV side until it's announced. It has brought America together. So by no means would it be a lost cause, but on the other end of the stick, I'm going to say that he's going to win. And
it won't be an issue.
For NPR News, I'm Celeste Headlee in Detroit.